Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Bartholomew, and I'll say something about him in a moment. But I also want to take a moment at the beginning of this program. You're going to hear me say it throughout the week. This is a week really devoted to our motivation, the reason for which we do things. We can do very good things for very selfish reasons. That doesn't merit us much blessing before God. Where are we double-minded? So some of the words, duplicity, double-mindedness, hypocrisy, those are the kinds of pharisaical, those would be the kind of terms that you're going to see as themes running through this week. And I want to encourage you. I know it's the end of August. I know things are getting busy, getting children back to school. I know there's a shift. You may even still be on vacation somewhere. But what I want to say to you is, please take a serious look at this. You can go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then go to radio, Food for the Journey, and you can listen or re-listen to these programs. Ask God to give you light. Because, brothers and sisters, God really sees what's in our hearts. God really knows what our intent is. And often, as we say, our motives are somewhat mixed. Not that we want them to be that way, and we try not to have them be that way, but oftentimes our motives are somewhat mixed. But the more you focus on asking yourself the question, why am I doing this? For what reason? Is it for glory? Is it for money? Whatever the case may be. Or is it for the glory of God? Am I doing this that God may be seen and known and loved more clearly? I was very struck. I saw one of those videos that described just a local food store, local grocery store, where a man was paying right as the person would come to the counter with their groceries. He would pay for whatever it was that people were buying. People, of course, had no clue that this was about to happen to them. And I was struck by the number of people who began to weep. Men and women. I was struck by that. And of course, that's a natural reaction to generosity from a stranger. I mean, you're startled. But I was also struck by the fact how many people are carrying such heavy burdens, especially financially, and we don't know it. We walk by them all the time. And this man, by his generosity, brought to the fore the real heart of people. And I was struck by the number who said, thank God. God is good. This is the providence of God. Brothers and sisters, please, whatever you do, especially when you're trying to do a good deed, do it for the glory of God. Don't do it. You'll receive some self-satisfaction. You can't help that. But make your intention, Lord, I want to see you known and loved through what I do today. May people turn their hearts toward you. What you don't want is people giving you all the gratitude, or when they do, say to them, let's thank God who supplied me with the money to be able to do this. Point it back to God. That way, your action, your charitable action, will shine, as the scriptures say, like the stars for all eternity. Decide now and every day say, Lord, I want my motives to be for your honor and glory today. We can't eliminate our selfishness. That is our self-focus. We can't eliminate it, but we can make sure that what predominates is I do what I do that he may be seen and known and loved. We take a look today at the first reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 9 to 14. The angel spoke to me, saying, come here, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. He took me in spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, It gleamed with the splendor of God. Its radiance was like that of a precious stone, like jasper, clear as crystal. It had a massive high wall with 12 gates where 12 angels were stationed, and on which names were inscribed, the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. There were 3 gates facing east, 3 north, 3 south, 3 west. The wall of the city had 12 courses of stones as its foundation, on which were inscribed the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Here is John's book, the book of Revelation, in which he's describing heaven. "Come here," the angel said, "come here," to John. "I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." They begin to see the bride of Christ, which is the church, which is God's people gathered together. He is our Lord. He is our bridegroom. He is our King. And here are, in human terms, here is a description of the beauty, the angels and the precious stones and the crystals and the carnelian, all those precious, precious gems are shining forth. And the gates and the 12 courses of stones on which were inscribed the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb, the foundation of the church. Brothers and sisters, this, honestly, it's not just a fairy tale story. This honestly is what awaits us if we are faithful to Him. What awaits us is most of all intimate union with God. If that were the only thing, it would be everything. But God will also share the riches and the treasures and the glories of heaven with you if we are faithful to Him. And part of being faithful to Him is that we seek by His grace and His power to purify our motives. Psalm 145, "Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom." Are you one of the friends of God? Do you make known the glory of the splendor of God's kingdom, which exceeds infinitely anything this world has to offer? Do you believe that? Do you live out of that? Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 45 to 51. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." So Philip goes to Nathanael and he says, "We found him. We've found the Messiah that the church, that the people of God have longed for thousands of years. We have found him." And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth? Think of the poorest section of your state or your country." That was Nathanael. "Could anything good come out of Nazareth?" And Philip said to him, "Come and see." That's what God wants us to use, are the words of Philip, "Come and see," to people. "Come and see what I know. Come and see what I hear. Come and see what I understand. Come and see." And Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." There we go. He is a true child of Israel. In other words, he's not double-minded. He doesn't have one motive that he presents externally and quite another motive that he holds on to interiorly. There is no duplicity in him. And Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God." Because God could tell him right where he was. "I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael knew what that meant. "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree?" Wow! Just because I said something that coincides with the reality, you believe me? Do you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this. And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Brothers and sisters, there are such treasures that await us. If we seek, even in this life, if we seek with our heart to be as clear and pure and straightforward in our motives as we can. Humanly, it seems almost impossible. But if you allow God, if you offer him, "Lord, I offer you all my works, joys, and sufferings of this day," when you pray that morning prayer, say, "Lord, I want my motives to glorify you for what I do today. Give me the grace." And it's usually gradual, but over time, that begins to happen. And as that happens, you know a greater intimacy with God himself. He can draw nearer to you because you are allowing yourself to be purified. It means something to God. When we seek to purify our motives, he can take up residence in us more fully because we're not divided, we're not conflicted. Our selfishness is at least beginning to be under control. God will draw very, very near to those who seek to please him, not just in their deeds, but in their thoughts and in their words as well. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Bartholomew. And Bartholomew was one of the 12 in the lists of the apostles. But he's also traditionally identified with Nathanael of John's gospel, the gospel that we just read. So it says in the very beginning, verse 45, Philip found Nathanael. That is, at least in tradition, identified with the Nathanael of John's gospel. So Bartholomew and Nathanael have the same name. Perhaps God changed his name at some point, but he is identified, traditionally identified, with the Nathanael of John's gospel. He is believed to have preached the gospel in India and Greater Armenia. Saint Pantaenus testified that Bartholomew had brought a copy of Saint Matthew's gospel to the people of this vast region. Bartholomew is said to have suffered the torture of being flayed or skinned alive. His token in the church's art is an oddly shaped knife, the tool for the removal of his skin. Brothers and sisters, being a disciple of Jesus Christ is not easy. And when I look at the tortures that some of the early saints went through, I cringe. I'm frightened. I don't want to. But the more I put Jesus Christ first in my life, the more I seek to do his will over my own, the closer he draws to me, the more in love with him I become by his grace, and the more my desire to love him and serve him dominates over my fear. May God give you the same grace. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.